Chris.
Ben.
Long time no talk.
I know, right? I feel like it's been forever. Can I play a clip on the air?
It's yeah, like that's allowed.
It's a 35 second clip. I can play that.
I think so.
All right. I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm gonna try. This is on YouTube, so.
Watching the movies called The Machete Order, where you watch episodes 4 and 5, then skip episode 1, watch 2 and 3 as a flashback, and then finish with 6.
Okay, so you'd lose most of Jar Jar, all the trade route talk, and the boring Senate hearings, which are like watching C-SPAN with monsters.
Get rid of the trade route part. Then how would Palpatine get Chancellor Valorum kicked out of office? How would he get himself elected? How? Can we get through one holiday without you saying something ridiculous?
All right, for those of you who may not have recognized those voices, that was a 35-minute clip from the...
35 minutes. Wow.
Excuse me. 35
seconds. Went by fast.
Went by super fast. From the great show of The Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
One of my favorite of all time shows, actually.
Making nerddom cool.
It ranks up there for me with Cheers and Frasier.
The classic sitcoms.
I love it.
It's good fun.
So, but they bring in an interesting question here. It's called The Machete Order.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Machete Order first introduced in Big Bang
Theory? No.
I thought it was like Friends or something.
The Machete Order was actually a fan creation. I can't remember the guy's name, but there was one individual who came up with it and posted about it, and it became viral. People just kind of latched onto it as a really sensible way of watching the movies.
So,
but for those who aren't familiar, can you explain what the Machete Order is?
If you didn't,
and what are we talking about? A franchise here, or
it's a certain one. I think Lee Brackett may have wrote.
Lee Brackett was connected to it distantly.
So
what could that be?
The Machete Order, if you're not familiar with it, from my understanding, is that you actually watch Star Wars, the series of Star Wars, starting with Episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
The original film, and then Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back to episode 2 and 3, skipping episode 1 entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And then going back forward to episode 6, and then, I guess, starting the Disney trilogy from there.
Right.
So, the reason I'm bringing this up is because my wife and I have started watching Star Wars.
Yes, there's a new Star Wars movie coming out around Christmas. I don't know if you've heard.
Nobody's known about that. That was my big spoiler alert. Anyway, thanks, Ben.
Sorry.
The Rise of Skywalker? That's what it's called, right? The new movie coming out?
Yeah, I think so.
20th of December? I'm not excited at all. That's episode 9 of the new Star Wars trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're preparing for it. And of course, if you're also do a plug of Disney Plus, you've seen the first couple episodes of Mandalorian.
I have, yeah.
I'm kind of excited about watching that myself. I haven't gotten to see it yet.
It is a very enjoyable show.
So by the time this airs, I'll probably have been caught up.
Yeah.
Okay, great. But anyway, my wife and I are watching the Star Wars movies again, mm-hmm. in preparation for episode 9.
Yeah.
And we are watching it in a, I guess, a modified machete order.
Mm-hmm.
We started with episode 1 because Shelley Cooper does have a good point. How are we going to know how Palpatine comes to power if we don't know about the trade routes?
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to go with episodes 4, which is the original Star Wars,
uh-huh.
episode 5, and then watching 2 and 3 as a flashback,
uh-huh.
and then moving forward again with episode 6, 7, and 8.
Gotcha.
So we're going to do that. Number there.
Interesting. So your order doesn't account for the spin-off movies, the Rogue One or Solo.
We are not watching Solo or Rogue One.
Interesting.
Even though I really do love Rogue One. It's actually one of my favorite of the new movies.
Mm-hmm.
We're just watching the Skywalker
story.
I don't know what they did now. Because eventually they're going to go from Skywalker storyline to another storyline, I've heard rumors.
Yeah. Supposedly this is going to tie it all together.
So this is going to be the last movie of the Skywalker epic.
Allegedly.
This is Disney we're talking about.
Yeah.
So my question for you, Ben.
Hi.
Is, how do you watch Star Wars? And what, I mean, have you tried the Machete Order? Or is there a better order that you have thought of?
I haven't thought of a better order. I think the Machete Order, as far as the George Lucas Star Wars movies, the six that he made, mm-hmm. it's definitely the best approach.
Right.
If I was going to introduce someone to it for the first time, I would probably pick that. Or second to that, I would do 4, 5, 6, and then 1, 2, 3.
Right.
I don't think that anybody should watch them in chronological, quote-unquote, story chronological order. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, that doesn't mean
I feel strongly that a lot of the, that is not the right way to do it.
A lot of the big surprises just go fall flat if you try to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
and also, it would kind of be misleading to start with The Phantom Menace, because it's not really the tone that the rest of the movies have, even of the prequels.
Right.
It's somewhat different in tone and
it
style.
It is a very different film.
Even though it clearly takes place in a similar universe. Like, it's definitely not unrelated, but
I really enjoy it, episode 1. I think we had an episode minisode about what are, like, some of our controversial opinions. Yeah. I actually do like episode 1.
It has a lot of charm and interest to it. Yeah. There's a lot of things about it that I like. Which is my way of saying it.
I can't
it's not
stand
very
the whole
good,
thing.
But I like it.
You can't stand it as a whole.
Yeah. I mean, I like it much better now that I have to compare it to The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi.
Right.
Which I'm not a very big fan of.
And I think we've talked about this too. I think it's because it's just what we grew up with. It's kind of the nostalgic effect.
I'm preparing for episode 9 also.
Yes.
Not just by watching The Mandalorian, but I am going to try to read the novelizations of the previous two movies in the trilogy.
Oh.
And I'm reading, right now I'm listening to an audiobook version of The Force Awakens, which is by Alan Dean Foster, who wrote the original Star Wars novelization back in 1976.
Yeah.
So, and also the first expanded universe Star Wars product ever, Splinter of the Mind's Eye, which I think we've talked about before.
Well, I think we may have mentioned it. I don't know if we've actually talked about it.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it.
I've never actually read that book. I actually read like a lot of Star Wars books before they became legends.
Yeah, before they were all deemed no longer
canonized.
Right.
But that was one book I've never actually read. I have it, but I've never actually sat down to read it.
Gotcha, yeah.
Because it's very different, from what I understand. It's very different from the rest of the expanded universe.
Yeah, it doesn't really fit with any of the timelines or storylines or anything.
Yeah.
It's a Luke and Leia adventure, and Darth Vader comes into it some.
Yeah.
But, it's very, very separate. So, yeah, it's interesting to read. A lot of the problems that I have with the movie don't exist in the novelization.
Well, that makes sense.
Because you get a little bit more inside of their heads as you would in a novelization, and that gives it more. Some of the things they do in the movie, it's just like, why would anybody do that?
Yeah, like that makes no sense.
But when you like are inside their heads, you're like, oh, okay, I see. There's a rationale there that doesn't exist in the movie. So
right.
And I think the novelizations are usually written from the screenplay, not from a finished version of the film. So there's some variations there, but
yeah,
I'll let you know how that goes.
Okay.
You let me know how it goes with the Machete Order.
The
modified Machete Order. So post-Disney.
We're excited about it.
Version.
Yeah.
Cool. Are you introducing your daughters?
It sounds like I am.
Sounds like your daughters are introducing themselves.
Here's somebody knocking. Hello!
Thanks for listening to the Pop Story and Podcast. This is Ben and Chris.
Signing off.
And we'll talk to you later. Bye.